off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
CEO, of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity.
Woo!
What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find? I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring.
When people are taking a trip on a plane, they need someone there at the wheel. A pilot has the training and the skills to fly so that everyone is safe when they go up in the sky. The pilot makes sure that the plane's on its course to New York or Chicago or Spain. When your job keeps you soaring, it never gets the trusty pilot flies the plane. Yes, the trusty pilot flies the plane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot. That's me alone. Captain Dennis and Sam, who is the man behind the madness of the Beach Bash and the Bluegrass. We're going through the itinerary for the April event. We got through, I think, about midday Friday. So we got Friday and Saturday to go. So what else is happening Friday afternoon, Sam, and then into the evening?
Our last speaker Friday afternoon is Sean Smith from the FAA. So his presentation will also be eligible for Wings credits. So you definitely want to sign up. There's three opportunities there from three speakers to get Wings credits. But then after that, that's when, you know, we decide enough of the learning and we're going to cut loose a little bit. We head over to Mar Park. We've got shuttles that run everybody over there. We have dinner there. We have kayaking, we've got cornhole, axe throwing, disc golf, paddle boats, bikes.
Wow.
A live concert, a live full-blown rock concert with stage light sounds, all that. And then, of course, what would a trip to Kentucky be without bourbon?
Bourbon, yes.
That's boring.
Got it. I mean, that's like going to Hawaii and not going to a pig roast. I mean,
good point. Good point. You're going to have your own special... a bottle of stuff like you've done in the past?
We'll have our own Beach Bash bottle, and yes, and it'll be neat and it'll be new, and we do a different one every year, so everyone is a collectible.
Sweet. Yeah, the last one from last year was unbelievably good. I was shocked. I don't know. My expectations were low, but then when I finally got a little taste there with Dennis, I was like, oh my gosh. You better snag me a bottle of that stuff.
And, not bad at all.
Yeah. So you're doing that again. And then after the bourbon, you blow stuff up, don't you? Are you having a fireworks or no?
No, that's going to be Saturday night.
Okay. All right. That's probably a wise choice.
We decided to switch days and do the concert on Friday. And we're going to have a night air show on Saturday night. So that's going to be cool.
Okay.
But Saturday morning, I'll just bust through this real quick, give everybody an idea what's going on. We're going to start it with a pancake breakfast from the Lions Club, Madisonville Lions Club. And then we've got Scott Perdue, the YouTuber, and Juan Brown from the Blancalario show. He's going to be there. And they're going to be from 10 to 11:45. They're going to have an interactive discussion where they include the audience and you get to ask your questions, etc. Yeah. And then after that, we're going to have lunch. And then at noon, we've got Dr. Chris Dunn. He's an AME. He's going to go over medical requirements made simple, if there is such a thing as medical requirements. He's going to try to simplify it for dummies like me. At 1 p.m., we've got the Commissioner of Aviation. Now, he's since retired, but he's still acting as commissioner at this point. I don't believe they've replaced him. And his name's Mark Carter. He's the Commissioner of Aviation for the state of Kentucky. He'll be speaking. And then at 2 p.m., we've got Darren Pleasance, who is the current AOPA president. And he will be there speaking as well. After he speaks at 3 o'clock, we have our day air show. And then at 4 o'clock, for anybody interested, we're going to have the mayor is giving tours of the city of Madisonville with the shuttle. So anybody wants to go check out downtown Madisonville, get a tour of the city with the mayor, that will be available at 4. And then at 6 p.m., we're going to have dinner at the airport. And then at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have a live auction. I'm really excited. It's our first year for a live auction this year. And we are going to have some phenomenal one-off things that people will be able to bid on, and unique things that they cannot be purchased anywhere else.
Well, wait, are you auctioning off like pilots?
I was going to say, are we raffling off Sam? You know, I'm picturing this like a bachelor's raffle from Groundhog Day or something.
God help us.
You know, I kind of want to leave some of it as a surprise, but there will be stuff that involves our trademark name and logo that will only be one of its kind in existence. So if you don't get this one, you'll never get another one.
Okay. All right. So you, and the money raised will go to support the organization or what?
It goes to pay for all this fun.
Yeah.
You know, Greg, we charge a whopping $25 a person to register. It's essentially a free event. The only reason we do that is because we want to keep bots from signing up in the middle of the night, or somebody who has no intention of going signing up, and then we're buying food for them for the entire weekend and they don't show. So we charge a whopping $25 just so that we know the registration is legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And but then we pay for the entertainment, the air show guys, the concert, the food, and all this other stuff through the money that we raise via the live auction, the t-shirt sales, you know, the bottles that we do, the bottles of bourbon, and little things like that. And
yeah.
And of course, the generosity of our sponsors and our attendees that donate and purchase things. So that's how we get the money together to pay for it. We do provide all the transportation. The city of Madisonville does that. You don't need to rent a car. Fly into Madisonville, 2 India 0. You will be shuttled to the hotel. You'll be shuttled to the park. You'll be shuttled back to the airport. All of your transportation is provided. If you do decide you want to rent a car, you can do so. There is an enterprise in Madisonville that you could rent a car from, but it is not necessary.
Well, there you go. And if you want more information, you got a website they can go to, which is what, Sam?
Beach with two E's, BEECH, Bash, BASH.com, beachbash.com.
All right. And remember, you don't have to be a beach craft, owner necessarily. You can be a Mooniac. You could be a Cessna person. They'll still accept you and maybe just throw a few slights your way, but they welcome you with open arms. It's just a fun event to bring all the aviation enthusiasts together. I mean,
we blend education and fun together in a way like no one else has done it, and that's what makes us so unique. And everybody loves it. Everybody walks away going, "I learned a lot, and I had the best time of my life."
Yeah, and they got good booze.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when they're not flying. They know how to
when
do it
we're
right.
not flying. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. But you've been flying a lot. Yeah, you're talking. I've heard there's a chatter of doing a lobster beach bash event. What is that all about? I saw that pop up on Facebook a couple weeks ago.
So as you and I and Dennis are both, all three of us are passionate about scuba diving and mm-hmm. lobstering.
Yeah.
We love to dive. That's a big part of my life as well. And I said to myself, I was talking to actually a couple other beach bashers, and I said to them, I'm like, well, you know, what if we, would you be interested in getting together for a lobster broil? We go catch a bunch of lobsters and get together and have fun and do up a lobster broil. I had an astounding yes.
Yeah, even from the non-divers, like, I don't want to catch them, but I'll eat them. I mean,
exactly.
I think getting pretty much covers everybody on the planet.
I think this summer we're going to make that happen, make that a reality, get as many beach bashers as we can down to the Florida Keys, catch some lobsters, eat some lobsters, and fly down to Maryland. The flight down there, me and Dennis, well, you've done it too. We'll just up and go to the Keys for no other reason than to just enjoy a beautiful flight.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, please count me in.
And maybe some key lime pie.
Yes.
And the key lime pie doesn't hurt.
Well, or the frozen key lime pie slices covered in chocolate on a stick. That would be my suggestion as well. Yeah, please count me in as parasitic drag on any of those flights because, yeah, that's a good run. But, yeah, that sounds like a great way to, combine your passions of diving or eating lobster and flying. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.